Sì, Nietzsche, as I mentioned, I repeat again, you know, Nietzsche must remove the imprint of delusion, you see. So that, you see, I'll need to study teachings on emptiness, right view, see, must have to root, must see, only will. So, they have to realize emptiness. Even the emptiness, not just what people call emptiness, not just any kind of emptiness, what people call emptiness, you know? Even Dharma books, what anybody call emptiness, not that. You see, it has to be the right one. It has to be the right one because there's root of the samsara, root of the suffering, only one very specific wrong concept. Very specific wrong concept. There's not many root of samsara. It's one. There's one typical. There's one, you know, one of the specific ignorance. You see. Even though the I exist in a man name of being merely imputed by the mind, that's how it's not that it's not the I doesn't exist, I exist. It exists being merely labeled by the mind. That's how it exists. That's what I is. What is I? Is that? That's all. So by realizing ultimate nature of the I, then after that, how you come to realize, by realizing absolute truth of the I, then you see, the next, as a result, you realize conventional truth of the I, how the I exists. You come to know, you come to discover what is the I, how it exists. You come to know that it exists, being merely imputed by the mind. So, so when you discover I, this is how you see. You see, other than that is a hallucination. I, other than that, what we believe, what appears to us, totally false I. So therefore, there's a very specific root of suffering, ignorance. That is, you see, a concept. I'm not going to go into details. we allow our mind when see, 24 hours, our mind continuously impute I. Our mind, you see, impute I. now here, you see, I'm listening, see, I'm talking, or I'm listening to the Dharma. You see, because I guess mind listening Dharma, the teaching, I guess the body is sitting, so the mind level, I'm sitting. I see, IMF, because aggregates, you see, the Association of Border Miners at Kapan, at Kapan Monastery. So, my dilemma, I'm here at Kapan. So, like that, you see, however, I'm doing calls, meditation calls, Kapan meditation calls. However, you see, so 24 hours of mind level, I'm happy, unhappy. On and on, you see, constantly mind, you know, label I. So, you see, by depending on the aggregates, which is the base to be labeled, by depending on the aggregates, you know, because the aggregates exist, the base, the aggregates exist, so mind, label I, and depending on what function they do, the mind constantly label, I'm doing that, I'm doing that. Make up the mind constantly make up the label, constantly make up the label. Constantly. So merely say, so you see, the mind, you see, merely imputed the I. Mind merely imputed the I. As soon as the mind merely imputed the I, you see, what it should be, it should appear back to us merely labeled by mind. It should appear back to us. When it appears to us, it should appear back to us. you see, merely labeled by mind. That's what the reality is. So it should appear that way, but it doesn't. But you see, when it appears back, right at the imputation, it doesn't appear. When it appears back, it doesn't appear back to us merely labeled by mind. It appears back. To our mind that not merely labeled, totally when it appears back, totally opposite, not merely labeled by mind. Totally opposite, something else. You see, how does that happen? How does that happen? That is it. The past ignorance, this concept, grasping or apprehending, you see, that I truly exist, or not merely say apprehending that I, the word I existed, not merely labeled by the mind, which means, you see, existing from its own side. So that ignorance left negative imprint, see, on the metal, the negative imprint, see, right after the mind imputed I, the negative imprint immediately project, decorate, like we put paintings, you know, decorate on the house or decorate carpet on the floor, like that, see. The negative imprint left by the ignorance decorate, immediately project the hallucination, that I, existing, not merely labeled by the mind, which means you know, there's something there, existing problems. Something, it is something to existing problems of life. Not just merely abusive. So so then, you see, project this hallucination, you see, this inherent existence of the hyper, not merely labeled by mind, you see, the merely labeled I, on the merely labeled I, you see, that which exists. So, merely labeled I, which exists. So, on that, project this hallucination, not merely labeled by mind. So, then, right after that, see, the same continuation of mind, the mind which second before the concept, second before our mind is labeled merely image of I, the next second of that mind, you see, then, because because we don't practice mindfulness, see, that's empty, that's the I is empty, or you see, existing, or dependent arising, you know, existing name, merely input by mind, not maintaining either way, you see. So, not maintaining, not having realized, not maintaining. So then we allow our mind to hold on to it. To hold on to this I, you see, not merely labeled by mind, then, you see, we let our mind to hold on to that is true, that is 100% true, you see. That I see the way the eyes appear to oneself, not merely by mind, then we let our mind to hold on to that, to apprehend or to hold on to that. It's true, it's right, 100% is right. So, right that minute, right that second, then that particular concept. Ignorance, because I see root, say, this, say, this root of the samsara, the root of the whole, the root of the other delusions, karma, as well as all the sufferings, all the sufferings of the human realms, all the sufferings of suffering of rebirth, old age, suffering of rebirth, old age sicknesses, and what he fears to meet, encounter undesirable object, you know, not finding desirable object, then also even one has found, unable to find satisfaction, unable to get satisfaction. Then like mentally, you know, like hell, mentally, billionaires or zillionaires, however, you see, externally very wealthy, but the mind so miserable, so much unhappy, so much dissatisfaction, more than so much dissatisfaction. Beggar may have dissatisfaction, but the one who is unbelievable wealthy has as much of the wealth they are, but dissatisfaction, unhappiness, misery in the lives so much greater than the beggar. So the, like that, they when they experience the five signs or five million signs of death, you know, they unbelievable this mentally like hell. However, being they killed each other, then with the Sura and Asuras, they may say war and killing each other. So there are other problems, suffering in the life, jealousness and so forth. However, then the hell beings eight hot hells, eight cold hells, those measures, then six neighborhood, six neighborhood hell sufferings, then ordinary hell sufferings, then hunger goes, five types of hunger goes, pathos, then the hunger, thirst, the measure of suffering, then being hot, say, disappointment, tiredness, and three types of food obscuration, say, outer obscuration, food obscuration, inner obscuration, then so many sufferings that they cannot find food and drink. You see, even a spoon of food, even one spoon of food cannot find for hundreds of thousands of years. Even a drop of water, due to the heavy karma in the past life, stingy, you know, didn't make charity, stingy, miserliness. You see, so, unable to say, yeah, could not find even a drop of water for hundreds of thousands of years. Then animals, as we see, then they measure suffering being eaten by another one, not only eaten by animals, but also eaten by human beings on top of that. That is the, then being extremely full, so forth, the hot and cold and being tortured. So however, so this particular wrong concept, you see, that I explained before, so this becomes the root for all these oceans of samsara suffering. So therefore, to eliminate this, there's only one. Only one type, only one. Even though there's many what is called emptiness in the teachings, but the real one that which can eliminate this ignorance, you see, by realizing that, see, so is this only this specific from the four, see, from the four schools. Or the Buddhist philosopher, fourth one, Madhyamaka school, and which is to Sabbatantrika. Anyway, I don't remember the Sanskrit term for everything, for all of those. However, by knowing more Tibetan term, as the name in Tibetan language, more useful. As you want studying more, we should study text more intensive than, but more useful to learn Tibetan language. So therefore, the four schools, the Buddhist philosopher, Chedamewa Dodepa Sinsamba Umapa, then the Rangyupa Tanjupa, second one Tanjupa. So only this view of emptiness, because it is because the eye is merely imputed by the mind, and therefore there's no slightest even an atom existing from its own side. There's nothing on the merely labeled eye, there's nothing there, even slightest even atom existing from its own sight. The eye doesn't have, there's nothing nothing. See, it has no slides in the atom existence of science. So, absolutely nothing from the side, existing from the side. So total, see, so however, only by realizing this, only with this wisdom thinking element, so that, yeah, then, although today is a very special day, Buddha descending from Tushita, I'm not going to go over that. Descending from Tushita, Tushita Pure Land. There are about 7 special days of Buddha, and today is one great special day. So on this day, then whatever, you see, whatever virtue we collect, it increases 100, other 100 million times. So, if we say, if you make charity 1 rupee to a beggar, it becomes charity 100 million rupee charity. You see, if you make offering 1 light, 100 million light offering, prostration, 100 million prostration. So any merit we collect today, it increases 100 million times. So therefore, I thought to do the oral transmission of Heart Sutra, and then maybe a few pages from the Dhammakara Sutra. In the past, one great pundit, Indian pundit, Basubendu, have a loving Indian, recited every day Abhidhamma Kosha, the sutra text Abhidhamma Kosha. So there was a pigeon on the roof. So the pigeon used to hear when he was reciting this text. So one day the pigeon died. So he checked with his psychic power or clairvoyance where the pigeon was born. He saw down in the valley in one family the pigeon was born, to them, a human being. So then he went down and he saw the child, and he asked the family whether I can have the child. Can I have the child? Asked the family, and the family accepted it. So he took care of the child and then became a monk. So this child wrote a folk, they become expert, become learned in Abhidhamma Kosha, which he heard in his past life when he was a pigeon. So this life, when he became a human being, he became he wrote 4 commentaries on that. So, but then when he was studying, very easy for him to study when he was studying Abhidhamma Kosha, but when he was studying Madhyamika subject, teachings and emptiness, he found hard. Why? Because he didn't get to hear much on that teaching in the past lives. So the question of, having how much imprint left on the mind, by hearing that, so it's a question of how much imprint left on the mental kingdom in the past, by listening to the teaching, so which type of teaching, so like that. So as far as the Buddha Dharma, Buddha's teachings, even the great advantage here, even you don't understand at all, philosophical teachings, even you find very hard to understand. Just listening, the benefit of what you get is like limitless sky. Benefit of what you get is like limitless sky. So near future, either in this life or next life, you see, so easy to understand, to memorize the words, and meanings, able to understand the meanings, and also able to, as well as able to explain the path that which is, you know, contained in that. So like that. Then these subjects, you see, teachings, Buddha's teachings on emptiness. Perfection of wisdom, or say, gone beyond wisdom. there's the script, gone beyond wisdom, the scripture path, gone beyond wisdom path, then nature, gone beyond wisdom nature, and then result, gone beyond wisdom of the result. So the result, the Buddha's is wisdom, the Dhammakaya. so that is the real or the ultimate one, perfection of wisdom. However, such is, so the perfection of wisdom, these teachings, Buddha's teachings, which reveals emptiness. So this is the teaching, from where, what made possible all the past numberless Buddhas, present and future Buddhas, is by this wisdom. You see, going beyond wisdom or professional wisdom, wisdom realize emptiness. From where, and so all the three time Buddhas born from this, all the Buddha sattvas born from this, all the arhats born from this, and this professional wisdom, this is the one that which liberates numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering, which continuation has no beginning. So therefore, this teaching is unbelievable precious. All like that. So thank you. In this, so while I have all the opportunities to practice Dharma this time, having received perfect human body, have met with Dharma, and have met virtuous friend who revealed path of liberation to path of enlightenment. During this time, and before death comes, not sufficient. I think just achieve good rebirth next, next life. That not sufficient. Even myself to be free from, able to achieve liberation from samsara, even that's not sufficient, must achieve enlightenment, must achieve full enlightenment to liberate numberless sentient beings from all the sufferings and bring them in full enlightenment. Therefore, I need to actualize wisdom, realize emptiness, professional wisdom, I need to realize, therefore I'm going to have all transmission of this teaching, Buddha's teaching. Thank you.
Yeah. 산제 天白山的居民，前面那个木桌地表是哪个区域的？居民上哪处去看这些东西？居民问你，那边住几多？你们把烟那个烧完之后，有没有等到上班的？有的能接上接送到，就让他到人家把家里，那么晚了，因为当中的人家有的没有到，没有人到，工地的弄，就让把他们这个弄，大概就这样多。反正就没事了，跑了去，没见没干那个木，你宿舍上去，就是跟家里人来查房了。
Sound, the word primary setting, you know, as much as possible without a distraction. And then think. Also dedicate each word that I listen. May the cause to actualize the meaning, the path, you see. In my heart immediately, and may each word that I hear, may I able to say cause. To actualize wisdom, realize emptiness, you know, immediately in others' mind, other sentient mind, when I recite this word, you know, when I say these words to others. So if you dedicate like this, and then everything is up to power of mind, wish, so things can happen.
Tujuh chērēpān chē sāmbā sāmbā chē mātē, chērēpān chē sāmbā lāpā chē mātē, chūrē tīngā tērē chē nā, chē sāmbā sāmbā chē pāwā chē rē, mātē lē sā, hē chā wā chē nā lē tō lē sā rē, yē bā tē chē nā rē, yē bā tē chē, tē mātē chē chērēpān chē sāmbā lā chē bā chē lē, tē yē chē pā nā chē rē, yē nā chū nā nā kā chē kā chē nā, sāntā mā chē rā tē bā chē sāmbā sāmbā chē pāwā chē rē sō ngā tē mātē lā, hā tā mē tā lā pā yā nā tē chē bā chē tē, chūm tē nā yē sō mbā lā ngā bā rā tē, tō, just one a few pages to start the Chirajapa Diamond Card Sutra. Chirajapa and the Jijaba Jijaba Sutra for Jahara Geto Aya Besa Ateda Parja Paramet and Mamaya Sutra Pigas for Vasa Japanism, Jijaba Jijaba Tabasamato. Sanjaya Dan Jisna Batamajala Chata, Loa Tigata about vision, the Nadia, and I Jabaka Jigata, the Jinja Kumatavana. Galonia, Janga, Galon, it is about just about of the Mamota, and about the show, the Nature and the other three. Chandabat, I should go to the Anaman in your jet and get a Bosnian Jet, and you're getting it about me, and say yes about the day, say to Miss Nim and the Rome there, that you were chasing their days and Balajimutun. Good time for Sunday, the Mamma Dana Chu, Nagalon, Mamba, Timden, the Kalawat, and the Honey, Timden, they get about our good chasm, and Mago, and the choice of the Kurdo. And Take it just over that from the end, yet about a sort of the Gigat on the world as well as what I do, that age, you know, that age in the. The Jinjabe and just about the Matamala Panda, Beta Beta, otherwise about the men, the Jinjabe and just about the Matamala, what they bear to be, what they do, they genuinely allow about Rabdoya, so much you don't just metamala, you better never judge it, which are Chavanacha, several of those, some one of Chavan, Nature, and I said, what's in the age and what's in it. I don't know about Jordan Dandy, I don't know about the other two, I don't know about the other two, and better about the other one, which is 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 the other one, which Rajivanga, 장단등도 10 pages.
A small 10 pages. Sort of the outwards average. Couldn't you then? I think before we finish the course, we might become liberated from suffering and and become enlightened. They won't be able to do the course. I'm joking. By hearing the teaching, by listening to the teachings on emptiness, it is said in the teachings, in the suttas, that 10 eons practiced charity, morality, live, you know, in the then patience, practice patience, perseverance, concentration for 10 eons. Very much merit is small when you compare listening teachings of emptiness. So you see how much merit just by listening to teaching merit you could collect is, see, so much more what you could collect. So right now it's much more than 10 years of practice, morality, charity, patience, perseverance, concentration. So like that, and then so by leaving the positive imprint, by listening to teaching, then sooner or later to could realize, it's become preparation to realize emptiness. you see, sooner or later come to know, you discover what you are. You see, discover, you see, learn, discover, say, you see what you are. How you say, how you say, ultimately I, ultimately mind, so however, then by that definitely by just listening the hearing the teaching of an emptiness, what you have just heard. By leaving the positive imprint on the mind, that definitely brings you to enlightenment. And definitely, this imprint, by exercising wisdom, realizing emptiness, then gradually. Definitely, and able to say, to be free forever from the whole entire suffering, the problems, however, the oceans of sufferings or samsara. So I stop here. Then time to time, maybe I could continue. Due to the very auspicious, due to the power of the time, the special time, it grows unbelievable merit. We collect unbelievable merit, so just to start the today. Bhagavati Nyesabhe Gyewa Dittinan Dwa Pala Kambayana Khyapara Chidhulu Santhava Tenpe Nyingbo Rindu Saji Shou Saashi Nyeje Mero Dham Jhanji Yemba De Sange Shinshu Nyeje Yubha Namba Shinshu Nyeje Shou Ye Dham Guru Rana Mende Kaneya Daya Me. Please dedicate the merits we collected past, present, future, by oneself, by others, to actualize bodhicitta, ultimate thought of the good heart, bodhicitta, source of all the happiness and success for oneself, for all living beings, to be generated with one's mind, one's family members, and in the mind of all other living beings, without delay even a second, that which generated may be increased. Chanjo semjo rimbo je ma je pa nam je juro je kya wa nyamba me ba ye kone kundu be wa ro. And then also dedicate merits to exercise wisdom, realize emptiness, with one's mind in the mind of others, and that which generated to be increased. Tonye tawa rimbo je ma je pa nam je juro je ye wa nyam pa me pa ye kone kondo be wa ro. Kare ra ve gu ve shingam de pendan de wa ma lu ju ve ne che re sa wa
Due to all the past and future medical clusters, by me, teacher medical clusters, that which exist but do not exist from its own side, that which are empty. Matter I who exist but do not exist from its own side, who is totally empty. Achieve Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment, which exists but doesn't exist from its own side, that which is totally empty. And lead all the sentient beings who exist but do not exist from their own side, who are totally empty, to that enlightenment which exists but doesn't exist from its own side, that which is totally empty. By myself alone, who exist but do not exist from its own side, who is totally empty. So thank you very much and good night.